authors Roeder, Kubeles, and Burwell argued that the program was stopped simply because it had achieved its original quota of victims. The original campaign apparently had accomplished its purpose and was shut down. But that did not mean that a new euthanasia program wasn't waiting to begin, they wrote. Starting in 1941, the now experienced doctors of T4 began visiting the Nazi concentration camps and soon were practicing their newest euthanasia program in earnest, the Endlösung, or final solution. The extermination of the Jews was an exact replica of T4's earlier euthanasia program, stated Roeder, Kubeles, and Burwell. During the war, as today, both medical doctors and psychiatrists were quite vulnerable to peer pressure, as well as the goodwill of the state, which provided the credentials and certificates necessary for their practice. So it seemed natural that mind manipulation through psychiatry and psychology was soon joined by a companion therapy, drugs. German psychiatrists were merely following the lead of medical doctors, who in the 20th century increasingly moved away from the tradition of homeopathy, which involved using minimal doses of drugs as therapy, to allopathy, the straightforward treatment of disease with drugs. What therapy could not accomplish through psychological means might be accomplished through drugs. This trend to increase the use of prescription drugs set the stage for the rise of the giant pharmaceutical corporations during the 20th century. During the time of the Opium Wars of the late 1800s, any type of drug was used for profit. For example, in 1898, the German Bayer Company began mass production of heroin, diacetylmorphine, and used that name to market the new remedy. Bayer described heroin as a non-addictive panacea for adult ailments and infant respiratory diseases. In the late 1800s, Bayer also promoted cocaine, which until the 1920s was an ingredient in the soft drink Coca-Cola. But as more easily produced petrochemical drugs made their debut, they prompted the attention of the major global corporations. The Rockefeller family's interest in pharmaceuticals reaches back to the days of John D.'s father, William Big Bill Rockefeller, who sold Rock Oil, or diuretic medicine that guaranteed all cases of cancer cured unless they are too far gone.